Pomoiawa Tamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. Outgoing Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta says the Treaty of Waitangi is at the heart of nationhood in Aotearoa. The ACT Party is demanding a referendum on the interpretation of the Treaty of Waitangi, and it also wants to abolish Te Puni Kōkiri and remove government agencies' focus on the Treaty of Waitangi. Ms Mahuta says Australia's failed voice referendum showed how bad that approach is. She says there are bigger questions New Zealanders need to ask themselves.
What does nation building look like with the treaty at its heart? And the more difficult question for New Zealanders and certainly Māori is, should we start to now formalise what has once been a moral document in a constitutional form? And that's been an argument that's been around for a very long time.
Nanaia Mahuta says it's too early to speculate what she will do after 27 years in Parliament, and it's a blessing to be hands-on at home with her whānau. Also, a Māori law professor says the incoming government is likely to run into some serious legal problems with its proposed anti-gang strategy, including conflicts with the Treaty of Waitangi. Kylie Quince from Auckland University of Technology says while Nationals Police spokesperson Mark Mitchell is technically right when what he says can circumvent the Bill of Rights Act to ban tattoos and gang patches, the policy could trigger a Waitangi Tribunal inquiry into whether it breaches treaty rights to activate protection of taonga. She says the proposed measures and anti-gang rhetoric are a thinly veiled cover for being anti-Māori.
So when they're talking about gangs here, they're talking about gang paraphernalia, gang patches and tattoos. All of the iconography and the imagery that they show in the media is of what those people might call Māori gangs. But of course, this should apply to all people. White supremacist gangs, motorbike gangs that aren't ethnically based, but you know, all of the media makes it a Māori issue, so that also triggers tiriti implications for a racist response that's sold as an anti-gang, you know, strategy.
Kylie Quince. And lastly, the winner of the Te Reo Māori Poetry category in this year's Pikihui Awards says he was inspired by the Waiata Haka e Mōtetea collected by Apiranangata. Apirea Mahuri Hanganui from Te Arawa, Te Tai Rāwhiti and Wairarapa won the award for Heihua Maurua, which was about his father Hone getting his facial moko done by one of his former Te Aotea College students. He says the collection Ngā Mōtetea, which included translation by Pei Te Hurinui Jones, was one of his touchstones as he crafted the words in Te Reo Māori.
When you read through those Mōtetea and you see their translations, it's, you know, poetry in both English and Te Reo. So I guess that's the inspiration. But yeah, obviously first time entering into a poetry competition, so yeah, pretty fortunate to take it out.
Apera mahuri hanganui, and that's your Wātea English News.